don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. That's Philippians 4:6-7. This is Just Gospel, Hood Gospel Sundays edition. We're here for a spiritual uplift. And we welcome you to Just Gospel, the next edition in Master Griot Radio's Hood Gospel series. We're just taking a gospel break to share some good news. Be inspired. Acknowledge God and His awesomeness. Your co-host is Robin Williams. She's not with us today, but instead I'll bring the scripture and the word. Now we're coming straight from the hood, raw and real, with scripture and old school, new school mix of gospel music, hip-hop, and spoken word poetry. We just got finished listening to Final Call by Jeff Majors from his album Sacred X. So we ask that you just sit back, chill, take a listen, enjoy, and share the good news. Since we are talking about praying and worrying and displacing worry at the center of our life, we'll kick this mix off with Pray by Liberty Gospel from their sample EP. This is a special shout out to Sister Rashida Jabbar.
Have you ever laid awake all night long, crying, wondering, where do I go? What do I do? Which way do I turn? Have you ever looked for answers in all the wrong places? Well, my friend, I've got a message for you. Listen as we share our testimony.
Learn about the things I've been going through. I can't get a break, so what am I to do? I've been standing still for a long time. Seems like my problem's getting harder and harder. I promise God I will finish this race. Although temptation try to make me think, I'm still holding on. Oh yes, He knows all your problems.
God knows everything.
Oh yes, He knows.
your prayer.
Pray, don't stop praying.
Just lean on him. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much.
Yeah, I'm back again. It's official. Yeah,
it's the boot camp. 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 It's the boot camp.
The price is paid, he put our weight on his back.
It's the boot camp.
Change, it'll change how you act.
I will exalt Christ higher if you let me. Higher than a jet be, flying till he catch me, like pilot in a jet ski. Hovering on this word, yeah, he rose on a third to etch and sketch me. Shook me off, threw me over again. Plus he poured his blood over our sins. Juice and gin ain't his friend. Black and mild ain't a part of his plan. It's hurting life out you out of your hand. Think about it. Let himself cover your mind like a fitted cap. Cause if he's on my heart, he's on my mind, and it's a fitted rap. A heart poisoned by the world won't admit it's black. A lot of hearts that need Jesus won't admit it's that. He's the reason for believing, you can count it that. You need proof outside of the booth, homeboy, I'll count it back. Wherever we are, wherever we go, God is God, we're not, we need to look to his throne.
It's the boot camp, it's the boot camp, it's the boot camp, it's the boot camp, it's the boot camp.
The price is paid, he put our weight on his back.
It's the boot camp, 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 it's the boot camp.
From the act to the change, it'll change how you act.
Jesus stayed postbound in his actions. That's why you hit Jesus in most towns in the Jacksons. Satisfaction 100%. All he gotta do is show up, you see hundreds repent. Like Abraham, God wants to bless you now. Said you run from him like Jonah till he stretch you out. Wants to make your heart his home and bless your mouth. So when you talk that talk, you hear God come out. When you walk that walk, you ain't got a doubt. Look, cousin, jump in the river, what my God's about. Odds the route, cause gotta have us all about. Speaking the hope of the gospel, yeah, wildin' out. Amazing what God does when his mouth around. I love when people get all the things you're smiling about. It's that boom tap, grab a glove and catch this. Let's join in one accord. Like we up in the rapture, get it?
It's the boom cat, 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 it's the boom cat.
The price is paid, he put our weight on his back.
It's the boom cat, 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 it's the boom cat.
From the act to the change, it'll change how you act.
It's the boom cat, it's the boom cat. I couldn't sweep away my stain, so I gave the broom back to my God Elohim, the only one to do that. Put the Holy Spirit in your boy, oh boy, it's a wrap. It's great, get more kids than Game Boys can attract. So I'm trying to live out loud, push the Lord to the max. It's your choice whether to cheer with the noise in the back or be a church like act. And the Lord's where you at. He supplied us with his word so our souls can spark. Spiritual fast food, thicker than the golden ark. Have your appetite way bigger than Noah's ark. His name's a sweet sound like music from a golden heart. Now that sin's down for us, yeah, he was slow on the cross. Died and rose again, so he could be Lord of the lost. If they accept the man, that's why we got a board of the cross. Answer this question, did he die up on a board of the cross?
It's the boom cat, 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 it's the boom cat.
The price is paid, he put our weight on his back.
It's the boom cat, it's the boom cat.
From the act to the change, it'll change how you act.
It's the boom cat, 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 it's the boom cat.
The price is paid, he put our weight on his back.
Mm-hmm.
From their sample EP, then we went into Boom Cat by Travis J from his album Break Me Down, and he is now on Chance Music Group. You can go to chancemusicgroup.com, and he's a new artist over there, and he got some great artists, so please support Chance Music Group. Then next we went into Everything Means Nothing, and that is the gospel version of, you know, the song by Alicia Keys. And that is deleted on that is Jackie from RCE, Ron Crenshaw Ensemble, from their debut album, The Path. And we finish off the set with He Won't Fail by Marvin Sapp from his album Be Exalted. And we then go to share with you from the Word, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And that's the New International Version. And if we read that again through, the Message, we're just going to just check out the Message version. It's an interesting version. And this is John 3:16-18. This is how much God loved the world. He gave his Son, his one and only Son. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed by believing in him. Anyone can have a whole and lasting life. God did not go to all the trouble of sending his Son merely to point an accusing finger, telling the world how bad it was. He came to help, to put the world right again. Anyone who trusts in him is acquitted. Anyone who refuses to trust him has long since been under the death sentence without knowing it. And why? Because of that person's failure to believe in the one of a kind Son of God when introduced to him. That's John 3:16-18, and that version is the Message. Now we're going to go into our next set, and we're going to kick off our next set with the classic Elijah Rock by the one and only Mahalia Jackson. So get ready to tap your feet. Elijah Rock, 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 rock. Elijah Rock, come. Coming up, Lord.
Elijah Rock, shout, shout, Elijah Rock, come in up. Seven seas. Something shout, shout, shout. Elijah Rock goes in a flow. Elijah Rock, shout, shout, shout.
Thank you.
All right, we are back, and we just finished with our second set here on Just Gospel Sunday, the Hood Gospel Sundays edition. And our second set, we kicked it off with Elijah Rock from the Mahalia Jackson Live album. Then The Things You've Done For Me. That's by Liberty Gospel from their sample EP. And then How I Got Over by the Clara Ward Singers. And we close the set with Stay by David Chance from his album Unconditional Love. And you can connect with David Chance and Chance Music Group at www.chancemusicgroup.com. And we're going to now do some scripture to support this set. And we're going to Hebrews chapter 13, verses 5 and 6. And we're coming from the Message Bible. So let me get to the scripture now. So we said that is Hebrews chapter 13. Verses 5 and 6. Alrighty. Don't be obsessed with getting more material things. Be relaxed with what you have. Since God assured us, I will never let you down, never walk off and leave you. We can boldly quote, God is there, ready to help. I'm fearless no matter what, who, or what can get to me. And now we're going to back that up with Psalms 121. So let's go on over to Psalm 121. And it says, I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains. He won't let you stumble. Your guardian God won't fall asleep, not on your life. Israel's guardian will never doze or sleep. God's your guardian, right at your side to protect you, shielding you from sunstroke, sheltering you from moonstroke. God guards you from every evil. He guards your very life. He guards you when you leave and when you return. He guards you now. He guards you always. That's Psalm 121, verses 1 through 8. And now we're going to go into our third set. And our third set we will kick off with, we're going to go in some empowerments here for some women empowerment. So we're going to kick this off with Survive. That's by Rooted Deep, and it is produced by Chance Music Group.
Maybe. Turn my mic up. A little bit more. A little bit more. Right there.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Amazing grace.
With half a self, with half of me in tow, saving the potential in me for some rainy day, as if there isn't more to be living for. How can God work with half a woman towards her full potential? How can he pour blessings into my cup that overfloweth, if my insecurities and sins have created holes that can't store it? I wrestle with principalities against my own flesh and blood, looking towards the mark of the higher calling, but that takes a whole lot of faith. And to follow where he leads takes a whole lot of dedication. And to stand in the face of my fears, or to proclaim the life of Christ, or even to love my neighbor, takes a whole lot of preparation. So half of me won't do. Giving only half my day, or half my thoughts, or half of everything I got, is not only useless, but unwise, when God sees me wholly with his own eyes. When God in his grace sees me wholly with his own eyes. So I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say I want to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Say I gotta get it right. My purpose is on the line. And how can I have only half the mind to do what's right, or spend less than half of the time attempting to develop myself into disciplined study or focused way of life, when it takes to committing the whole mind, the whole body as a living sacrifice? See, we want full blessings from the Lord, but we only pray half the time. And sometimes we remember to love our neighbor, but we see God's love all the time. We go into situations situations and relationships with half of ourselves in tow, still hoping good things will come from them despite. And we forget that to love God with our whole heart takes a constant renewing of the mind, a constant reviewing of our lives. For many of the things we need to grow takes a committed and dedicated whole, not got from simple Bible reading or occasional fasting and praying, but our whole effort with our whole heart gives God the room to bring out the wholeness in us that He created within us long ago. So I chanted like I wanted, like it's part of my whole being, like it's significant, like it's attainable as if my spirit desired it. I needed to present myself fully as committed to His word. I want to be a whole woman because half a woman can't quite gain wisdom in this world. So each day I pray the prayer of complete reliance on God and all His magnificence, for only He is able to bring out in me the wholeness that He created. I'm not whole on my own, but I belong to You. I'm not of myself, but of You and Your divine purpose. I am not alone, but with You. I seek Your guidance in my daily business. I'm not whole on my own, but pieced together by Your hand, held together by Your will. I am not led by neither wants, desires, or personal debates, but ever yielding to that which You lay before me. So today, as every day, I listen to Your voice, walk in step with You, seek Your wisdom, and lay no claim to my own life so that I may be aligned with Your way. For I seek to be a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. God, I want to live what You made me, a whole woman, a whole woman, a whole woman. Amen.
All right. We just finished listening to our third set, our closing set, with Survive by Rooted Deep. Amazing Grace by Liberty Gospel from their sample EP, and Whole Woman by Rhapsody from her debut CDs. Now, before we close out this set, we're going to do one more scripture, and that is Hebrews 6, verses 13 to 18, and we're going to close out Beyond the Veil. When God made His promise to Abraham, He backed it to the hilt, putting His own reputation on the line. He said, "I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless." Abraham stuck it out and got everything that had been promised to him. When people make promises, they guarantee them by appeal to some authority above them, so that if there is any question that they'll make good on their promise, the authority will back them up. When God wanted to guarantee His promises, He gave His word, a rock-solid guarantee. God can't break His word. And because His word cannot be changed, the promise is likewise unchangeable. We who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. It's an unbreakable spiritual lifeline, reaching past all appearances right to the very presence of God, where Jesus, running on ahead of us, has taken up His permanent post as High Priest for us all, in the order of Melchizedek. Now, we're going to close out our set with Daryl Coley's Beyond the Veil.
For this morning's rising, new mercy given, I thank You. For every miracle manifested, great or small, I praise You. Yes, there is one thing my heart desires, is to worship You each day without fail.
every door now open, every pathway cleared, Lord. I thank you for every one of my needs. You've already supplied. My soul longs for is to worship you face to face. This is my earnest prayer. This is my earnest plea.
Come on and worship him.